Part 2b. In this part, you will hear four long passages, D, E, F, and G. Before each passage, you will hear a short description of the situation. The situation is also printed in your test booklet. Each passage will be followed by four questions. The questions are also printed in your test booklet. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passages and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. D. Situation. You will listen to a professor introducing a class on economics.
Economic growth is often used as an indicator for countries. We are often told that countries in which the economy is growing are flourishing, and countries in which it isn't are heading towards ruin. But is that really the correct view? Some economists have suggested that we examine a wider range of indicators to gain a broader view. For example, what is the standard of living that people in the country have? In this class, I will talk about using quality of life as a substitute indicator for economic growth. This class is being held in this classroom today, but for the next class, the location will change, so please make sure to go to room B203 starting from next time. Also, the light from smartphones and computers can make it hard to see the screen, so use of those kinds of electronic devices is banned during class. Please make sure to put your phones and computers in your bag. There's just one more thing. The textbook for this class will be uploaded to the class website, so please print it out and bring it to class. My writings will be used as supplementary materials, so if you're interested, please take them.
Questions. Number 35. What will be the main theme of this class? Number 36. What is the speaker saying about the next class? Number 37. Why is the use of electronic devices banned during class? Number 38. What did the professor say about the study materials? E. Situation. You will hear part of a lecture from an art class.
Today I will talk about an artist called Paul Gauguin. Gauguin is known for being an artist who lived a very strange life. When he was young, he worked for a company and had a successful life. He had 5 children with his wife and earned a good salary. However, in his mid-30s, he threw away that stable life and entered the art world. He lost his steady income and became separated from his wife and children. He distanced himself from the glamorous lifestyle in Europe and became fascinated by life on the island of Tahiti in the southern Pacific Ocean. He travelled there countless times and eventually moved there and remained there until he died. During his life, his paintings were not widely accepted by the world. Gauguin said that he spent most of his life in poverty. But now his works are accepted as masterpieces representative of 20th century art, and many people are particularly drawn to the mystic themes of his paintings. For homework, I want everyone to research Gauguin's friendships and summarise them. He had exchanges with many other artists, such as Van Gogh. Next week, I'd like to talk more about Gauguin's life on Tahiti.
Questions. Number 39. What is the main topic of this passage? Number 40. What is the speaker saying about Gauguin? Number 41. What feature of Gauguin's art does the speaker say is popular? Number 42. What does the speaker want the students to do? F. Situation. You will listen to an instructor discuss visual effects in movies. Visual effects refers to the use of computers to process images. They are unique in that they are implemented after filming. Visual effects are used in a lot of what are referred to as Hollywood movies. These visual effects have many appealing features. The biggest is that the power of computers can be used to create scenes that normally would not exist. For example, if dragons and magic appear in a fantasy world, those can be created with the help of visual effects. In recent years, technology has progressed to the point where it is possible to create effects that are so natural and real that the viewer does not notice that they are effects. On the other hand, there are people who think visual effects have a bad influence on movies. They complain that movies rely on visual effects and neglect the story. Certainly, there are movies where the power of the story is damaged by an excessive focus on impressive visuals, and many famous movies from the past demonstrate that it is possible to grab the audience's hearts even without relying on visual effects. But personally, I don't think that visual effects are a bad thing. Visual effects have become an established technology, and if they are used effectively, they add a lot to the movie. Today's discussion theme is what role visual effects will play in future movies. Questions. Number 43. What did the speaker mention is unique about visual effects? Number 44. What did the speaker say is the biggest appeal of visual effects? Number 45. What did the speaker say will happen if filmmakers rely too much on special effects? Number 46. What did the speaker say the discussion theme is? G. Situation. You will hear a news report about the main causes of car accidents.
Next week is Road Safety Week. As part of that, information was published yesterday on the causes of automotive accidents. This information was taken from an investigation by the Road Safety Bureau, and detailed data will be posted on the website. I'd like to look at the main causes of traffic accidents based on these statistics. The most common cause of traffic accidents was distracted driving, which accounted for almost 20% of all accidents. Many car accidents are caused by people who are distracted because of using their cell phones while driving or operating their GPS. Distracted driving is thought to be particularly common among the inexperienced drivers, such as teenage drivers. The next most common cause was drunk driving. Accidents caused by drunk driving usually happen after 9 p.m., the reason being that there are many people who get dinner on their way home from work and drink alcohol with their meal. Other causes of car accidents were speeding and poor weather conditions. As you can see, most car accidents are due to an error on the driver's part. During Road Safety Week next week, an educational program to prevent accidents will be shown on television. There are also plans to place advertisements about traffic safety in newspapers.
Questions. Number 47. Which organization published these statistics? Number 48. What is the speaker saying about distracted driving? Number 49. Please look at the graph. Which of the following is represented by the letter X? Number 50. What is going to be conducted during Road Safety Week?